Hope you're doing all right. I desperately want to tell you guys about something odd that I saw at the tail end of last week. I've been telling everyone I've seen about it because I've never seen like, this thing before. I was walking, sometimes before the show starts, we've got like half an hour where you can either sit here and slowly kind of fall back to sleep and, you know, lose your edge. Or you have to, sometimes me or Richie will have a little walk around to keep yourselves ticking over. And I take a different route around central London each time. And I end up walking through a little arcade. You know, those little kind of curved, ornate arcades that you get in different city centres, etc. Walk through there, big polished marble floor. And there was a big old barber shop with big old windows, completely empty apart from one fella having his haircut in there. But he had his headphones on. This guy getting his haircut had wired headphones on. And I've never seen that before. So the fella barber was just like, you know, doing the back of his hair with the clippers or whatever. But obviously they're not talking because matey boy's got his headphones on. He wasn't having a conversation like on the phone or anything. So he must have been listening to music or something. And I just wanted to put that out there right at the beginning of tonight's Home Time show. Is that weird? Because I've never seen that before. If you're a barber or a hairdresser, do you have customers that sometimes express that they don't want to chat? Maybe that's a relief for you. You don't have to do the old going somewhere nice for Easter type chat. Or maybe you've done this before. You've gone into a barber's and just said, like, I just don't want to have a conversation today. I would feel like even though sometimes I don't want to chat when I go and have my haircut, I don't know whether I could say that. I'm almost too British. So intel, please, on this unusual situation. Steph from Tunbridge Wells says about 15 years ago when I lived in Sydney, went to a barber's advertising a $6 haircut. He watched telly whilst he cut my hair, ate some noodles and also cut my ear. Nonetheless, it was quite a good haircut. Thanks for that, Steph. Not sure it's entirely what we're talking about, but it's good to be in the frame of what the Australian haircutting scene's like. We've got Becky on the line, though. Hopefully, cast a bit of light onto this situation. You all right, Becky?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Just making some fish fingers for the kids.
Oh, man, I absolutely love fish fingers. I absolutely love
them. Only the best around here.
What are you pairing the fish fingers with for their tea, if I may ask?
Well, baked beans and waffles, you know. Standard, isn't it?
What about that? The Holy Trinity. Because, I mean, I love baked beans with fish fingers. That's great. Waffles in there is a curveball, and I kind of love that bit of mumming from you.
Yes.
So I know you've got a bit of chaos going on there because it's obviously busy time. Do tell us, then, what is your take on this not talking to the hairdresser thing?
Yeah, well, see, I always take a book. I take a book and I'll sort of say, I'm really sorry, but I don't get very often to read. Or I'll be like, I've really got to catch up on this reading. So it's quite vague. So it implies that I might be studying.
I like that.
Might be back to the library. They just don't know.
Wow.
You know?
Okay, so you might have a bit of fiction on the go there and just taking it easy and not having to do... Do you find the chat awkward with barbers and hairdressers?
Very awkward. It's always the same chat as well. Where are you going on holiday? Doing anything nice this weekend? No. I'm not going on holiday because I'm skint and I'll never go anywhere.
Love that. Fantastic. Well, what a great little sneaky way of getting around having a conversation. Love that.
Thank you very much. Take your book with you.
Look at this. Jim says barber chat should be abolished. I think no talking barbers would be a business idea that I could get on Dragon's Den. Jamie says it's genius. Sean says I've had barbers who turn the chair away from the mirror whilst they cut. Makes it very hard to keep my end of the conversation between the lack of facial cues and the dinner at the shop. Carly says I'm a hairdresser. It's a tough one. We have lots of clients that like to work whilst getting their hair done, which is fair enough. If no explanation or reason given, I would just assume it's because they don't want to talk. Things have changed a lot since lockdown, which is fair enough as well. Warren's added the comment that hair pods could be a new trend. We've got Chris on the line. Chris, what are you up to?
Funny enough, I am just walking as I speak now to go and collect the grandkids from the school.
Well, brilliant. Just before you pick your grandkids up then, very quick question. Your take on this whole not chatting to the barber hairdresser situation?
Oh, dreadful. Well, it'd not be funny. When I go to my hairdresser, I learn everything about what's on TV from every reality thing that I've never watched. I come from there knowing exactly how to run the country.
Yep.
And if I want to go on holiday, just ask her. She's been...
Brilliant. It's almost like a zeitgeist thing where you can get all the latest info in the United Kingdom in one 25-minute haircut.
One 25-minute haircut, plus when you just discuss the fact that you might go out for the evening, every cocktail known to man.
Amazing. Well, we'll leave you to pick up the grandkids and have an amazing rest of your Monday.
Thank you, Andy.
Tracy from Manchester, final thing on this says, Bush, I deliberately book in with a specific hairdresser at my salon because I know that he doesn't like to chat much when cutting my hair, which he adds is a win for both of us. In the meantime, introducing you to a new game on Home Time. Commemorating the fact that we are leaving Golden Square after 16 years of happy broadcasting, this week on Home Time, we are playing Absolute Radio Blankety Blank. Okay, here's today's one. Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash is so rock and roll that when the band came in for an interview, he drew a blank on an oil painting of Debbie Harry in our basement. Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash is so rock and roll that when the band came in for an interview, he drew a blank on an oil painting of Debbie Harry in the basement. What's the answer? Find out after the break.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Welcome back to Absolute Radio Blankety Blank. Before the break, we asked you, what blank did Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash draw on an oil painting of Debbie Harry in the One Golden Square basement? The answer was a moustache. If you said anything worse, this says more about your filthy minds. Absolute Radio Blankety Blank returns tomorrow. I would like to launch a campaign on Home Time this evening, if I can. And I want to launch a campaign because I feel like a certain section of society are being unfairly victimised, and it's time for it to stop. So I want to start a campaign to get glasses-wearing people to be allowed to keep their glasses on when they're having their passport photos taken. I'm a glasses-wearing fella. You guys know that because you send me flipping photos of anyone that's got glasses on and my Twitter timeline's full of them. Bushalikes, I believe they're called. And I've had to have my passport photo redone because my passport's up for renewal. And it's the same old thing. I keep forgetting you're not allowed to wear your glasses. And there's something very vulnerable about people who wear glasses normally, in that you get your glasses taken off and you can't see properly. You can hear sounds and blurs and all that kind of thing, but you don't know where you're supposed to look. And I had to go along to our local Snappy Snaps, or whatever it's called in Leon C. Stand there while I put this incredibly bright light on me. Look like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And I look like a squinting nutter. The photos have come back. I look like, you know those photos that got people from like 1920s New York, like a criminal? Massive forehead. You know the back of their ear when they thought the size of your head had something to do with whether you might have criminality in your DNA? And I just look awful. Now I've got to have that for 10 years. Squinting nutcase. Anyone else who wears glasses sick of this? Why can't we have glasses? What is the big national security issue with letting you have your specs on? I look nout like me normally if I don't have my glasses on. Surely that's more tricky with passports. Stu says, I agreed. I look like Nico Bellic from Grand Theft Auto on my driving licence. And this fella here says, arrived at Schiphol yesterday. I had to do a biometric scan of fingerprints and face. How the hell do I read what the screen's telling me when I need my glasses on? Emily in Lancashire says, I agree. I hate having to take my glasses off for the photos. It makes me look so odd. Annika says, Andy, it's the same for driving licence photos. Yet you have to declare on the licence application whether you need to wear them for driving or not. It makes no sense. I feel like we need clarity here. Someone who's in the industry is Scott, who's online right now. Scott, tell us your take on this.
So, yeah, we do roughly 2,000 passport photos a year. And the amount of times that I have to tell people to take their glasses off is unbelievable. And the abuse I get sometimes is shocking. I don't always wear my glasses, or I don't want to take them off, you know.
Yeah.
It's constant. But the only way to pass them 100% is to definitely take them off.
I see. What is the issue? What's the big issue with the whole glasses thing? Do you know what I mean? I feel like we're being targeted here.
Yeah, well, it's to do with your photo gets scanned with a biometric scanner, so it takes pinpoint readings of all your facial features. So if you have glasses on or hair over the eyebrows, it can't get an accurate reading of your face. So that's why it's best to take them off. It sometimes will pass as long as there's no reflection and the frames aren't too thick.
Right.
It's safer to just take them off.
So people arguing with you then in your photography studio, they think you're just being kind of like zero tolerance on spectacles.
Yeah, yeah, they think I'm just being awkward. Yeah. But I don't make the rules up, so I'm just trying to help them pass, you know.
Scott, do we have your support though, that you are in the photography industry? Do we have your support if we try and get a million signatures so that people with glasses are allowed to wear them now?
100% yes, because I'm fed up arguing with people.
The noise of the past.
It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decade.
Absolute Radio 90.
In the meantime, though, we have the small issue of an ongoing sound from the 1990s for Sound of the Decades that you guys have not been able to guess so far. Have a listen to this. It's confused everyone up until this point. Maybe we could have a breakthrough this evening on a Monday night with Mark, who's on the line. Hey, dear Mark.
Not doing too well, thanks, Bosch.
Have you had a nice weekend, Mark?
Uh, Well, work in the first half of it, but second half, yes, it's been good.
What are you doing for work?
Just work in a local shop.
What do you sell? What kind of thing?
It's just all day bits and pieces, you know, food, groceries, all that sort of thing.
Nice one. Do you know everybody's business then? Because people come into the shop for a bit of a chat?
There's a lot of the older folk who come in. They'd like to have a talk, yes, yes.
That's brilliant, because we were talking about barbers and hairdressers earlier on and some people not liking having a chat with them and feeling the pressure to actually talk. But it's good to have a little chat and a gossip with people. It's human connection, isn't it?
It is. I mean, a lot of the older folk of the village do like... It's a day out for them. So they like to have a little bit of a chat.
Very brilliant. Nice. Well, listen, which channel do you listen to this Home Time show on? Which Absolute Radio channel do you go for?
We mainly listen to just normal Absolute Radio.
Normal Absolute Radio. Well, listen, it's good to have you on board. I believe that you have come to this conclusion of this particular guest with your other half, Sharon. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Is Sharon present and ready for action, so to speak?
She is. She is. She's just next to me.
Okay, good. I mean for the quiz. Yeah. Right then. So, the 1990s, a sound from the 1990s. Let's have a little listen then, shall we, Mark? What is the sound of the decades, please?
Well, we think it could be a jet wash.
Okay. Do you own a jet wash, Mark?
We do.
And what do you normally do with it? Patio action, that kind of thing?
Well, it was usually the car. We've just had to move house and we've got a patio outside, so we might be just cleaning that with it come spring. Well, when spring finally arrives.
When it finally gets here. Let's have a listen one more time. How confident are you, Mark?
Well, we've been very confident in the past with some of them and we're correct. Fingers crossed. 70-80%.
Let's have a listen.
You're a loser. You have lost.
Sorry, guys. It's not the correct answer. It's a good shout, though. Power washer. Jet washer.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Well, listen, I'll pass on our best to everybody. What's the name of the village you're calling in from?
We're at a village called Grassington in North Yorkshire. It's just north of Skipton.
Okay, brilliant. We'll spread the word of Absolute Radio for everyone who comes into that shop for a little chat or whatever, yeah?
We certainly will do.
All right, fella, take care. Lovely to speak to you, which means it's another rollover on Sound of the Decades, and we play again tomorrow.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Hope you've had a great Monday so far. On top of that, I hope you've had a great weekend. That's why we do this thing called Only Good News, where we share the love, we spread the love on a Monday evening. And genuinely, when you hear that other people have had nice things happen to them, it makes you feel a bit better yourself as well. So all you got to do is, if something good has happened to you over the past 24 hours, 48 hours, week, whatever, we'd love to hear about it on Home Time this evening. From our side of things, incredibly dull this, but it's where I am in my life. We've just had our fence replaced. You remember I said on the show a couple of weeks ago that we had so many holes in our fence that if there was like a full moon or the moon was quite low, it looked like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Second time that film's popped up on tonight's show. Finally got it done. So I'm very pleased with that. Isn't that? Imagine me, 20-year-old Andy Bush, thinking ahead that in 20-odd years' time, more than that, an older me would be excited about getting a new fence. Be very disappointed. But that's how it works. It's the little things in life. This text here says, hi, my name's Jay. I got an interview for a job that I've been after for a while, and I've just had the news that I've got it. That's perfect. That's exactly the good news that we're after. Nikki says, guys, my grandson scored his first ever goal for Cradley Town. His name is Ronnie and he's 8 years old. Good on him. He's tried so hard and his mum just won £650 on a local quiz last night. They never seem to get great luck, but yesterday they had it in shed loads. I'd love a shout out for them. Consider it done. Hi to Chris in Liverpool, says Bush. My partner applied to stay in the UK in January. Yesterday she got an email to say she's been successful and can stay. Good on you. Chuff for you guys. On the phone right now, we've got Chris, who is talking about his daughter Poppy, who's going to have a brilliant week. Chris, take it away. What's been going on for Poppy?
Well, being half term and Poppy's birthday coming up, she's convinced me to buy her birthday present early so she can use it Thursday. And then as an extra treat, I'm taking to the cinema tonight.
Oh, wow. So it's all going on for Poppy. How old is Poppy?
Poppy will be 15.
Oh, wow. So pretty much the same age as my eldest daughter, Erin. And so what kind of thing? What's her birthday present that she wanted early and has got early?
Well, she's having horse riding lessons, so she's convinced me to buy her a horse riding helmet.
Wow. Okay, now that is that's a slippery slope, isn't it? Like, just between you and I, horse riding could lead to maybe the want to have or own a horse. It's an expensive hobby, this.
He'd already wants to own a horse, but it's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Some tough dad rules there as well. And then she's off to the cinema as well, on top of this.
Yes.
What's she watching?
Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters film.
Oh, brilliant. What an amazing week Poppy's going to have.
Hopefully.
But no, like I always say to Erin, my eldest, just enjoy it, because you're a grown-up before you know it, and things aren't so much fun when you've got to go to work and all that kind of stuff. Are we right?
Yes, indeed. She is listening, but she's too embarrassed to speak.
Well, just say happy birthday from the entire Home Time listenership to Poppy. She's going to have a hell of a week.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good one.
Bye. The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.